everything now, what is happening, is the mercy of Gurudev and certainly the mercy of Krishna.
When you read Priyasangvatamrita, do you just read or when you speak also?
Mm.
How many verses do you read from Priyasangvatamrita when you give a class? Like when we give Bhagavad class, we read only one verse.
I do. I read one slok and then speak. And I always try to speak the Sanatana Goswami. And with addition, what I have done. Some other books to give. Ujjwala Nandini, Acharyatama Sanghi, Srimadi Bhagavata, and all others. It has not been mentioned by Sanatana Goswami.
Do all of your devotees here follow what you are saying?
I cannot say, but some can follow.
And others
are
no harm.
It is not a thing that they should not hear.
Then you read then another verse, not just one. I have a question. Brahma Samhita, could you get the edition of Brahma Samhita? I have a question to ask you. Text 59 of Brahma Samhita. It is mentioned here two types of sadhu in the purport. Two types of sadhu. Sadachar. The concept of two persons, two types.
Mana and Sadachar.
The Sadachar. In Sadachar means the conduct of pious persons, sadhu, who are pure devotees. And the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead actuated by spontaneous love. Two different groups are mentioned. What are those two
groups?
It says here the conduct of pious persons, sadhus.
Yes. Right at the beginning.
Evidence. They're right in the beginning.
Come on.
I want to understand who are these two groups. The conduct of highest person, sadhu, who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead, actuated by spontaneous love. It mentions two. Who are those? What are those two types?
Sudhvakta sadhu vigar achar. The Srimad Bhagavat, the 11th canto, 26
qualities of pure devotees.
Of two devotees, man, Mahabhagavat, Uttam Bhagavat. These two things, these are the sadhaka of Siddha Bhakta. But we don't follow. We follow Rupa Sanatana. That is five kinds of Rasa Bhakta and the Arasa.
Raganuja,
Bhakti. So, this is the Bhakta, Sadhu Digarachar, Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhu. And Raga Bhakta, Sadhu Digarachar means Raganuja Bhakta.
So the second group is Raganuja. Because someone else, when they read this book, they told me that the first was Raganuja and the second was Ragatmika.
No question of being here, Raga.
No, I also could not follow why it was said like that. In my notes, I said Vaidhi, but then they told me.
We cannot follow the sadachar of Raga Smita Bhakti. We will follow only Raga. And we should live if you are upper than Vaidhi. So both sides. To be outwardly, Vaidhi Bhakti, and inwardly,
Raganuja. Good. I'm glad I asked you, sir. I
thinking of her. I cannot say surely that I am right. Next they will be.
All right.
This is the place of strength, our interest. We are done.
We will take your book.
That's not the
So you want to come? If you go, we will go to that place.
If you will go.
We will prefer wherever you go. We can get a nice vehicle and go. By then we'll have a yoga position. It would be nice to go. I have never gone anywhere with you. At least if I get one chance.
Have you gone to Dhokhari?
No.
At Mandra. And there, place of Sadhan Pajan of
hours.
Okay.
Let us go on that.
Guru Vasana, Isha Vasana, all met in Nikarindra.
What is the equivalent? Kripa, the Vasana,
So, this method that he is telling in the Sita, that any of lacking of any of these. Well, it will be completed. Whether in this verse or next verse, we will have that verse mixing together. In Vijay, we see, in Jayodhana, by the grace of his Gurudev, only in his Sadhan Dasa, he has taken darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Vijay Kumar and Arjuna.
They got darshan?
Yes, it has been stated. Darshan means.
Oh, in the beginning chapter.
And after that, sometimes, if that sounds like Narad, and after that, he takes his chapter on his Guru. And how it will be in the world. He got his chapter on his Guru. He has also his previous birth, this Vasana. And highly cultured by Guru, he has got Adhaniti, Adhaniti means in this verse. And he got the grace of Kupal Guru, who was associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So it was easy for him to have drowned in the rough in that region. But for us, it can take one bus to one time. So, as we our company.
Our Guru Maharaj used to tell us that if you sacrifice this life in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully, and even if something is lacking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come and he will cover whatever is lacking and do three prayers.
But it will take some time or may not take some as our heart is. If we are not giving a moment for his mercy, we will do it at once. And if we are living, going on carefully, then it can take some as of now.
It appears to be of a very full-time job.
Thank
It's like a, you know, reclusive food. So I have some in my mind Dharma. He was a very active person. Only in the final years, so far I understand, he did this type of continuous process. Our Guru Maharaj, maybe in the last 2 days, he did it. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, I don't know when he was doing it. I think there was some period when he was chanting, when he took one vow for so many years, continuously chanting. But I don't think that we can easily progress by this stage, this method. We have some doubt whether this is practical in this age. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that was almost another age. That last century and this century is a whole different thing. So this thought came in our mind also, you know, because we cannot. Our qualification, our adhikar, only comes that we have used that Guru Nishtha. Whatever service we have done to our Guru Maharaj and this is why we are sitting here today. If I give up that, then I know it will be finished. Everything will be finished. It will be most dangerous to do. At the same time, when we read Jaiva Dharma, it appears that this is the final conclusion. Says this, you can do it gradually. So anyway, this is something I'm telling you what is on our mind, and we are hoping that you will, either to us personally or as a group, suggest how we may, when we are chanting japa, you have already given some ideas how we can improve our meditation. And during those 4 hours, from say 9 in the morning to 1, you may also wish to suggest something to improve our meditation more deeply. This is some point. We have also questions. We did our homework. But this is the background.
Yes. Gradually, this is this level. Not so many years. According to your master, what you have ordered, gradually going and going, you have come to this point. And I see that there is mercy of God also. So, something being Bhargati Raya. Something should be done. So, Siddhar kiya jata hai mane?
Make something more quick.
Not quick. To do proper Siddhar. Siddhar purification. You should do something. Like when you are jumping. Up till now you have done jump. In what manner? That should be a thought of doctor in bhav here. With bhav you should do jump. How you are doing job?
I can say
when you blend the mission.
Just trying to control my mind at first.
Then?
Then gradually hearing the name. Hearing the sound vibration of the holy name.
Now, some anath has been removed.
Something is coming now in the mind when I chant.
Then you should know that the Hare and Krishna are Himself and Herself, Radhika and Krishna. And with a love, with a greed, can we have all these things at the time of death, as this course, and there should be verification in doing all this?
Some suggestion? Any way to suggest how to purify those things?
That a mere servant of Sri Radhika. And not I as a dominant in Sabbath term, in Africa in Sabbath term.
Some supporter of the month.
Very much supporter. And he is master of his husband. First he says, he is bound to this. In Vrindavan Mandir, they have donated for me. Right?
So you were saying how to purify the japa.
No anak should come. No dukkha, no ninda at all. How to make this heart fast?
Yeah, that is
but this is difficult.
Any suggestion?
Mamata api chanchita.
Mamata means?
My dear is Krishna, my dear is Sri Radhika and all associates. Not a doing or thinking from a bhav. Somehow means equality in a dasha sapta vasanya mani. But some preference when doing name, that should come in our heart. And always begging mercy of Guru and Vaishnava.
Some preference for one of the
verse. Only one verse. Thai bhav. There is no thai bhav, not yet a rati, no nirvanta there, but yet he has grief.
Now that preference for one of those, someone may argue that it is simply a mental idea to have some preference. How shall we know that the preference is really a spiritual one rather than some mental impression?
And we should think that no other desire for anything other than this are coming at any time. This should be.
And then that will make the.
We should proceed on by the grace of Guru and Gauranga. We will realize ourselves. All these things, that this thing is not controlled by us, but controller is another. And as we want, we are like a capital puppet. He is doing as we are adhikari. Regarding to our qualifications.
Right.
And one, he is complete.
By reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita and reading of Mahaprabhu's healing, by hearing and reading so many books, there is so much more emphasis given to Madhurya Bhav than others. But it is quite natural, it seems to me, that attraction and preference will go in that way.
Read in Chagvati Thakur or Jiva Goswami or any Pramanic that those who have come under the shade of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are surely very, very It may be.
But really.
But actually, it is true that all are but not all. Those who have desire to do bhajan and to go on.
Now, I have another question. We were asking you that we were discussing this morning that someone spoke to Puri Maharaj, the older Puri Maharaj.
Old Puri.
Something about, some question about Raghunuga Bhajan. I cannot do Raghunuga Bhajan. Raghunuga Bhajan means that one is on such a.
Someone said he spoke to him and asked him about these things, and he said, no, I am not doing, you know, only the liberated souls can do.
No, no, I don't do this at this time.
Perhaps he said it because the person who was questioning was himself not very qualified.
Always I ask him, he's doing and doing only Bodhi Bhakti. And not only Bodhi Bhakti, but our Guru Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, has attacked the person like Martha. And he always done like all this. So I think that. No, at all, in grief for Radhanuga.
Someone else said something? What was it?
Someone went to Sridhar Maharaj, about Brahman's minister.
Go ahead, you say.
Sridhar Maharaj, about some questions about Brahman's minister. Sridhar Maharaj said that Sridhar Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was from Maharaj. Would not allow anyone to read past the second sloka of Brahma Sutra, meaning that it was too elevated.
Yes, they ought to have to see that there are very few adhikars, and those who are here are only quarreling and doing something and full of honor. This is not true. But one should not read.
Even our Guru Maharaj made this goal in the Mahadi Purusham. In the morning when we darshan the deity, that prayer is going on. Everybody is doing the same.
Our Guru Maharaj also has told that while they are reading 10 things, but he has not told that no one should do it. And in another avastha, also bhava can be raised. If he has said, this whole world will come and say to me that you should not do this. I will not take that part. Whole world will be in one, and I will be in one.
Our Guru Maharaj said, nobody has gone to the moon. The whole world said that everybody went to the moon. I don't care about it. Everyone said, I say they did not go to the moon. Very boldly in the newspaper. And the other thing he said, that the woman's brain is half the size of a man's brain. Very unpopular statement. He said, the woman's brain size.
Smaller
than a man's brain. I have heard this when I was in college at the Scottish Church's College. My professor from Scotland was this, and I have observed it in fact. With all those papers in America, big newspaper headlines. So he was prepared to be one man against the whole world. Not intimidated.
One thing.
You see, you are telling at this time, this time. This this event, that I should render all these services that you are rendering according to Prabhupada. But a time will come when this will enter in your heart. Then at that time only you will tell that I should do it for 24 hours. And by that activity, you will fulfill your master's order in whole, as a whole. Now you are doing in part, but at that time you will see that you will do so much prachar that now you are not doing.
But I see that even your good self still has to go on with the, you know, management affairs and other things.
I go.
And even our Guru Maharaj also, he told me that our goal is to sit down in Mayapur 24 hours a day and do something.
That's we are saying. But now we cannot do. And we should not do. So you should do all your.
But gradually increasing.
You are gradually increasing, and a day will come that will come to the last point. Like Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Aradhana Goswami. And at that time, you will properly fulfill the order of Prabhupada. If your Gurudev was not in a state, in Uttam Adhikari, he could not attack you, the law.
For the
he was in that. But for you, he has come to Madhya Madhikari. But he was not Madhya Madhikari. And these works are for Madhya Madhikari only. Prema Maitri, Sita. But they are not in this. They are higher than this. But yes, they have. Down only for preaching. But a day will come when he will, like Rupa Sanatana or Jugu Swami Raghunath Vasistham, he will fill the orders of his Guru Sakhi and Krishna and Radhika. And by fulfilling one thing, they will whole world capture.
The other day, Maharaj lectured on one purport where our Guru Maharaj gave that point. He said that after you realize your relationship with Krishna, he said, then the preaching will begin.
Okay. That's why he was so effective. But so you please be very observant of our condition. And according to our needs, please give proper.
You know yourself by practicing your Gurudev, Bhagavan, also will inspire you in your heart. What to do? Only going on since every day.
You're one of the ingredients that mixes it together, otherwise, it will not work.
We are
experiencing
that. We have all practiced.
And you give some instruction, and we make more advancements rapidly. We get some idea. Without that, I think we're not advancing.
In regard to, there are many questions. We can ask some questions. I have some. Any more things? Yes, I have a question. It's a personal question. I want to ask. When I finish writing this book, then I will write another book. I think I will always try to write something. So, is that a good idea to keep writing, or instead I can use my time for more bhajan?
This is also a kind of bhajan.
It is.
I think to write. Guru Parampara thinking is also a kind of one. But yet this increase in quality or bhajan. If not in time, quality should be.
In terms of the writing, the present book I am reading has helped me greatly. So much. Now, if I write another book, supposing the subject matter is much less
higher.
I had a plan for a book that is not higher, it is a much less, but that may not help my heart. I had some ideas to write one book for the Chinese people, which is a very simple type of book, but it will not help me personally.
But for help of others, you can help.
But that means 2 hours, 3 hours of the day, when I could write something very higher, I have to spend time in a much less lofty position. No harm? Let us embark in some questions from Sagittarius.
Seems like it can be very cumbersome and everything. Are there any special parts to study carefully? Or just reading from the beginning?
It can be very cumbersome. It is very helpful.
He's asking if there's some particular section.
Vinashantika, Ramananda Roy.
You can read first. Anapan Sutra, then Rupya Sani Sutra, then Fourth, Adi Fourth, then Rasa Prasanga, and Jalabhiti, Vairamananda, in the last Vairamananda.
There's also a very nice,
these are all Vairamananda.
And also that discussion between Srivas Thakur.
That is your
assumption.
Yeah. It's your assumption. Yes. Mm-hmm. Described here from Dr. Sami, all these things I mean, in your meaning.
And then there are many other books to read.
And even if required, when you read that chapter, you have bound to read Bhaktivedanta Swami's Jnana and the books of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Which one?
That is Vilas Krishnanjali, Braja's Power, Braja Vilas's Power, Manas Shiksha.
We have some of those.
All these.
We have Braja Vilas, we have Manas
Shiksha. Vishakhananda Sutram. In Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, it is stated, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Jayadharma perhaps, it has stated that Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa Goswami only to write or to prakash parashtatva. But he did not order him how it will be a rush.
Raghunath.
So he ordered, he has ordered. Raghunath Das Goswami to do it. So by reading Ujjal Nilmani and the books of Rupa Goswami, will not be efficient.
Sufficient.
But we'll have to read also the books of Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jesus, and all others. So as by doing has rasa prakriya. And by chanting name, he should sometimes utter the points of Raghunath Das Goswami also. Rupa Goswami sometimes.
Raghunath
Das Goswami.
Sthavamala.
Sthavamala or any other. That is when we are doing yap. We can utter that mentally or by this also. Our daily chakra, Bharata Gada Yajjadacha. Jyate nipatta bhovi dandapata udhatarati. Pasya prasadama buddhasya janasya kitya. Gandharvike nijagane gadanam. Oh, Siddhi Raja. Eyes, piercing eyes. Let me say, at the core of heart, that oh, Siddhi Raja. I am never clear. I have no qualities. I am nothing, anything, full of other offenses. But yet I want to be your Dasi. So please take out my name in your register that I am your Dasi, 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 Dasi. So, like this poem.
This is an advantage of past life to know Sanskrit. We are very unfortunate.
You cannot speak. But this meaning, Narottam Thakur has translated these shloka in their poem in Kirtan.
In Bengali.
In Bengali. And it is much helpful for us at the time of doing bhajan.
Same way we do.
You can do. The most important shlokas.
Huh?
Like sixth chapter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated in poem, Bengali poem. Very, very simple and very, very quick. And I have heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do bhajan like this man. Do the sloka and then he used to. Translating Bhagavad Gita at the time of doing bhajan.
As bhajan.
At the time of bhajan. Chanting harinam. And singing this slok. And after that, singing his own rhythm.
It would come out. He would compose it at that time.
He can compose or can write. Jasamati Nanda. Prajavaranata. What is the meaning of Brajavaranagara? Very high thing. Brajavaranagara. He is the most means best. Best means best. Nagara. What is called Nagara? Krishna is Nagara. Gopis are Nagari. So conjugal love. And to serve the conjugal, that is Nagar Smaran. Jasobati Nandana, he is also Jasobati Nandan, but yet is the Nagar of Gopis, Radha Kanta, Gopi Kanta, Bhajavarna, Gokula Ranjana. This whole poetry is of Madhurya. At the time of Prabhupada, I have heard that there was missive to at the time of Prabhupada. First time.
During an Anarguru Maharaj,
Yeah.
So when Sridhar Maharaj heard this,
yeah,
this song is too much.
But for whom? They had some religion. They had some knowledge about this. But those who have no knowledge, they are taking it as if a cow is hiding, hearing all these things.
And that filthy, arty song, very lofty song.
So our Guru Maharaj has written one within lower degree than that, but some good than Tulasi Maharani, who did not follow.
Chapter 40. there's one stage called Bhavana Siddha. Bhavana Siddha. One stage.
Bhavapana.
Bhavana. Bhavapana.
So the question was, what does that bhava refer to? Does it refer to the beginning of frame or the beginning of Mahabhava?
Then raga is not achieved, but it is in a mood that it can have rati or in that case all will pass. Rati has not come, but his asakti is coming to be